was about 24.5 at the last count. And today, the count, which is, I don't know whether it's been updated, is almost 30 million. It tells you that the number has grown, and therefore, all other social devices are like to increase somehow. And the stretch on, you know, facilities we have are going to, there'll be that stretch with regards to facilities. And if you compare that to the under-resourced Ghana Police Service and the security agents, you want to talk about the service, the, what do you call them, the immigration and the rest. It tells you that definitely crime somehow will go up. We don't have a commensurate upward investment into that area. And so definitely crime is going to go up. And if you look at the information that has been churned out there, if you ask me, I haven't read it thoroughly, but I would be glad to know how many of us are not, you know, legally staying in this country. How many people are not permitted to stay here, yet through the ECOWAS protocol, they are staying here. And so I would have wished that this information would be put out there for us to know, because I can confirm that we have almost 5 million illegal immigrants staying in Ghana. Is that correct or that is wrong? And so I would want us to interrogate this document. They should tell us, give us a breakdown. How many of them? Because they would just go around counting from home to home. I don't know how they came by their figures. I haven't seen the document. But how many of these people are staying in this country and are not documented? And when you have some of them not documented, then chances are that it becomes difficult for us to know who is working and who is not working, who is a potential criminal and who is not a potential criminal. The police have made some significant arrests recently, and a good number of them are from neighboring countries, i.e. Nigeria and the rest. So it tells you that the numbers are going to go up in terms of the influx of other people joining us in this country. And I won't say people should, but we have to put in measures to know who is coming and who is going.
Security expert Adam Bona.